It's Monday, the 15th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. Following the identification of elevated levels of diethylene glycol, South Africa's health regulator has initiated a recall of various batches of Johnson & Johnson's children's cough syrup. The affected products were distributed not only in South Africa, but also in Eswatini, Kenya, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Nigeria. Ben Nangombe, the executive director at the health ministry, shared details regarding the local response in an interview with Future Media News.
If there are issues of recall, as a country would review that and then act appropriately. But if there is a problem with a particular medicine and it is recalled and that batch is identified, then we would act accordingly.
Over the span of 34 years, the majority of Namibians have experienced disappointment due to the unfulfilled promises made by political leaders, ranging from improvements in healthcare, education, to housing and unemployment. Professor Ndumba Kamwanya, a political analyst, shares insights on whether the government has acknowledged these shortcomings and extended apologies to the nation.
We do have a culture here in this country of not acknowledging failures, and that's what we have seen, especially from government officials, that we like to pretend that we don't have failures and that we don't have challenges, and we like to report only successes.
The Bank of Namibia has disclosed that the implementation of the revised regulations governing electronic fund transfers within the national payment system determination will be postponed until September. Sandra Garises, the bank's principal communications officer, indicated that PSD 9, originally slated for enforcement by the end of April, will now be effective as of the end of September.
The purpose of payment system determination 9, abbreviated as PSD 9, is to regulate the processing of both domestic and cross-border electronic fund transfer transactions by banking institutions. PSD 9 prohibits the processing of Namibian EFT transactions as domestic transactions in other jurisdictions and directs that EFT transactions from Namibia to other countries should be treated and reported as cross-border transactions.
Load shedding remains on hold until further notice in South Africa, marking the 19th consecutive day without power cuts. The stretch represents the longest period without load shedding so far in the year. According to Eskom, this continuity is attributed to the consistent availability of generation capacity and emergency reserves across its power stations. The power utility anticipates restoring 2,150 megawatts of generation capacity by today. Diplomats in the United Nations Security Council called for restraint following Iran's drone attack on Israel on Saturday. The council met for an emergency meeting with members fearing a full-blown spillover of the conflict in the region. Here is Jody Jacobs reporting from the United Nations HQ in New York.
Antonio Guterres has called for calm, saying the world does not need another war. It was Russia's ambassador that called his Western colleagues hypocritical and of having double standards. The U.S. maintains that it continues to fully support Israel's right to defend itself and will in the coming days explore additional measures to hold Iran accountable, something Israel's ambassador was in agreement with. There was a direct message from Iran directed at the U.S., warning that should Washington initiate any military operations against it, it will use its inherent right to respond proportionately. Jody Jacobs at the United Nations in New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.